Yeah.
And Luke.
Jared is coming.
Oh.
The Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your grace and mercies. Thank you for your compassions toward us. Thank you for your blessings. Thank you for your interventions. Thank you for making all things work together for our good. Thank you for giving us strength to do righteousness. Strength to please you. Strength to serve you. Strength to do your will at all times. Thank you for giving us the strength to obey you. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for all the opportunities you have sent into our lives. Thank you for the progress you have given us. Thank you for successes, breakthroughs you have given to us. Thank you for prosperity and excellence you have given to us. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for making all things work together for our good. Thank you for glorifying your name in our lives and situations. Thank you for subduing Satan under our feet. Thank you for subduing the works of darkness under our feet. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We are here in your presence to seek your face once again, to pray, to call upon your name, to worship you, to praise you, to have fellowship with you. I ask, O Lord, that you establish your power in this place. Establish your power among us in the name of Jesus. Establish your authority and dominion in this place tonight, and let us have great victories in Jesus' name. Let us have great successes, great deliverances, breakthroughs in Jesus' name. Let our prayers be answered in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for we know you're going to be beyond our expectation. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. I welcome you to the Lord's praises. I'm going to sing a worship song right now. Glorious God, beautiful thing, excellent God, we bow before your throne. Glorious God, beautiful King, excellent God, we bow before your throne. We bow before your throne. Worship at your feet. We bow before your throne. You are the glorious God. We bow before your throne. We worship at your feet. We bow before your throne. You are the glorious God. There is power mighty in the blood. There is power mighty in the blood. There is power mighty in the blood of Jesus Christ. There is power mighty in the blood. God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He walks in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my guide. Hold me closely to his side. With love and strength for each new day, he will make a way. He will make a way. God will make a way. God will make a way. Where there seems to be no way, he walks in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for us. He will be our guide. Hold us closely to his side. With love and strength for each new day, he will make a way. He will make You are the Lord. Let your name be glorified. You are the Lord. You are the Lord. Let your name be glorified. We give you glory. We give you glory and honor. You are the Lord. Let your name be glorified. Alleluia for the Lord God. Holy, potent, reigneth. Alleluia, alleluia, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Alleluia, for the Lord God, holy, potent, reigneth. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord. You are the mighty God, the great I am. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You are the mighty God, the great I am. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus, most be honored. Most be honored, most be honored. Jesus, most be honored in my life every day. Hallelujah, Jesus, most be honored, most be honored, most be honored. Jesus must be honored in my life every day. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. Heaven and earth adore him, and angels bow before him. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. For the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord. He is Lord.
Jesus is Lord.
He is Lord. Amen. He has risen from the dead. He is Lord. Every knee
Great is thy faithfulness, morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy art provided. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. O Lord, my God, when I am awesome wonder, the world thy hand has made.
I see the stars.
I see the stars. I hear the rolling thunder. Thy path throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. How great thou art, that sings my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art, how great thou art. How great thou, how great thou.
You are God, you are not Emmanuel. You are God, you are not Emmanuel, Lion of Judah, you are God. Jesus, you are God, oh, you are God, you are not Emmanuel, you are God, oh. You are God, you are not Emmanuel, all power belongs to you. You are God, you are not Emmanuel, mighty Redeemer, you are God, Savior, you are God, oh, you are God, you are not Emmanuel, you can never fail, you are God, you are God, oh, you are God. You are not Emmanuel. We lift your name high. We lift your name high. We lift your name high. Above all the names high. Jesus, we lift your name. We lift your name. We lift your name. There is none like you. There is none like you, Lord. There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I could search through all eternity long, and will find there is none like you.
Take me
deeper, deeper in love with you. Jesus, hold me close to your embrace. Take me deeper than I've ever been before. I just want to know you more and more. How I long to be deeper in love.
Take me deeper.
Take me deeper. Deeper in love with you. Jesus, hold me close to your embrace. Take me deeper, deeper than I've ever been before. I just want to know you more and more. How I long to be deeper in love.
How I long.
How I long to be deeper in love.
How I long.
How I long to be deeper in love.
Begin to worship and bless his name. Glorify him and adore him. Magnify him, worship his majesty, worship the King of glory, worship the Rock of Israel, the Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the ending. The Almighty God, the All-Sufficient God, the Self-Sufficient God, the one who was, is the one who is, and is the one who is to come, is the Creator of all things. Whether they are powers or principalities or thrones or dominions, and whether they are visible or invisible, he created all things, and all things were made by him. And for him, all things were made to serve him. Worshipping, even his enemies, were allowed to exist to serve him. Glorify him. We praise you, Father. We praise you, mighty God. We praise you, mighty King. We praise you, mighty Healer, mighty Savior, mighty Deliverer. We praise you, Most High God. You are before all things. You existed before time began. And you will continue to exist after time is gone. You reign forever and ever.
And you are the one holding all things together. We worship you, Father. You speak and your words come to pass. You control the world. You control the people. You control the nations. You control the heavens. You control the earth. We worship you, Father. You control times and seasons. You control the affairs of men. You control the governments of nations. We praise you, Father. You do impossible things. You do terrible things in righteousness. We worship you, Lord. You give life to the dead. You give strength to the weak. You give hope to the hopeless. You give healing to the sick. Deliverance to the oppressed. We worship you, Lord. You give wisdom and prosperity to the poor. We praise you, Father. You make ways where there are no ways. You bring things out of nothing. We worship you, Jesus. Your dominion is over all. You are greater than all. And nothing is greater than you. You are higher than all. And nothing is higher than you. We praise you, Father. We praise you, Father. We praise you, Father. You reign from everlasting to everlasting. And you shall continue to reign from everlasting to everlasting. Blessed be your holy name. Blessed be your holy name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we have given him worship and praises. Amen. Now we're going to pray prayers of thanksgiving. You can say, thank you, Father, for your great love and compassion toward my life. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say, thank you, Father, for your great love and compassion toward my life. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for your great love, for your compassion, for your kindness toward my life. Thank you, Father. Thank you for showing me love. Thank you for showing me compassion. Thank you for showing me mercy. Thank you for demonstrating your love in my life. Thank you for demonstrating your love for my life. Thank you for doing a lot of miracles to confirm your love for my life. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. We are still going to thank him. We're going to say, thank you, Lord, for performing your promises concerning me. Thank you for fulfilling your promises concerning my life, calling, and destiny. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Thank you for fulfilling your promises, both the written promises and the spoken promises, both your promises that you've written in the scriptures and the ones you've spoken to me. Thank you for bringing them to pass. Thank you for fulfilling your promises in my life. Thank you for fulfilling your promises for my life. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. We are still thanking him. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for opening doors for me that have led to breakthroughs, successes, and prosperity in my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, thank you, Father, for opening doors for me. Doors that have led to my breakthroughs, successes, prosperity, and me getting blessed. Thank you for opening doors for me, doors that lead to greatness, doors that lead to success, doors that lead to progress, prosperity, doors that lead to growth, spiritual growth. Thank you for opening those doors for me. Doors that lead to elevation and greater height. Thank you for opening those doors for me. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given it thanks. Amen. We are still going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for terminating the activities of my enemies that were going on to hurt me. Thank you, Father, for terminating such operations. Open your mouth and begin to thank you. Thank you, Father, for terminating demonic activities, satanic activities, witchcraft activities that were going on to hurt me, demonic activities that were going on to cause evil in my life. Thank you, Father, for terminating them. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have given him things. Amen. You're also going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for removing delays from my life. Thank you for removing delays from my life. Thank you for putting an end to stagnation in my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Stagnation is when you are tied down to a spot and there is no progress at all. We thank you, Father, for terminating delay and stagnation in my life. Thank you, Father, for terminating delay and stagnation in my life. Thank you for terminating failures in my life. Thank you for causing me to move forward in those areas of my life where I have been delayed. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. You're going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for guiding me through the right path through your Holy Spirit. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say, thank you, Father, for guiding me to follow the right path for my life and destiny through your Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father. Thank you for guiding me through revelations, through dreams, through your voice, to walk through the right path. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Yes, we're going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for I shall experience great victories and I shall celebrate. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, because you shall make me experience great victory very shortly, and I shall rejoice and I shall celebrate. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Begin to thank him. Say, thank you, Father, because you shall make me experience great victories very shortly, very shortly. You shall make me experience great successes very shortly. You shall make me experience great dominion very shortly. And I shall rejoice and celebrate. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Now, what you need to know about thanksgiving is that it doesn't have to be
what you have already experienced. I mean, what you have already experienced physically. So we don't thank God for the things we have already received physically, or for the blessings we have already experienced physically. But we thank Him for those ones that we know we are going to experience because they are already happening spiritually. We are already getting them spiritually, though we may not get them yet physically, but it's already happening spiritually. So if I say thank God for this, don't be thinking, but I don't know, I don't think God have done that yet for me. Don't be thinking like that. If I say thank God for this, thank God for that, don't be thinking like, I don't think God have done that yet. Then why should I thank God when He has not done that yet? No. If the Holy Spirit is putting it in my mouth to tell you to thank God for this, it means that thing is already happening in the spiritual realm. So I feel like some of you don't understand what Thanksgiving prayers is all about. So now you're going to thank God. You're going to say, thank you, Father, for new things that shall begin to happen in my life very shortly. New things. Open your mouth and begin to thank Him. Begin to thank Him. Say, thank you, Father, for new things that shall be happening in my life very shortly. New miracles. New greatness. New achievements. New progress. New glory. New strength. Thank you, Lord, for new things that shall be happening in my life very shortly. New businesses. New profits. New blessings. New supplies. New gifts. Thank you, Lord, for new things that shall be happening in my life very shortly. New things that shall be coming into my life very shortly. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given Him thanks. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I take back the control of my life from the hands of the dark kingdom. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I take back the control of my life from the hands of the kingdom of darkness. Right now, open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to say, I take back the control of my life. I take back the control of my life from the hands of the forces of darkness. From the hands of kingdoms of darkness. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I take back the control of my life from the realms of darkness, from the hands of agents of darkness, in the name of Jesus. From now henceforth, the kingdoms of darkness shall never be able to control my life. The powers of darkness shall never be able to control my days. From this day henceforth, the kingdoms of darkness shall never be able to control my destiny. In the name of Jesus, I take the control out of their hands. Right now, in the name of Jesus, the powers of darkness shall never be able to determine what happens in my life. They shall no longer be able to determine what happens to me. They shall no longer be able to determine what I experience on daily basis. The dark kingdom shall no longer be able to determine how my days goes. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I command everything the enemy is doing in my life to cease right now, to stop right now. Every activity of darkness going on in my life, going on in the environment of my life, I command them to cease forever right now in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to say, I command every activity of witchcraft, every activity of demons, every activity of evil spirits, every activity of the kingdoms of hell, the kingdoms of darkness going on in my life, going on in the environment of my house, of my dwelling place, going on in the environment of my career, business, I command those activities to cease forever, right now, in the name of Jesus. Every satanic activities, demonic activities, witchcraft activities that are going on in the space of my life, in the territory of my life and destiny, I command them to cease forever. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, command. Hallelujah. To fall upon every darkness that has surrounded me, to put me under confusion, to confuse my thoughts, to confuse my choice, my choices, to confuse my decision. They say, I command fire to consume them now. Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to say in the name of Jesus, I command fire to fall upon every darkness that have covered my life to keep me in confusion, to put me in confusion. I command fire to consume them now. In the name of Jesus, begin to say, I command fire to fall upon them right now. Every darkness that has surrounded me to put me in confusion, to confuse me so that I make wrong choices, to confuse me so that I make wrong decisions. Every darkness that has surrounded my mind, surrounded my thoughts, to confuse me so that I step out of the will of God for my life, to confuse me so that I step out of God's plans for my life. Begin to say, I command fire to fall upon them and destroy them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Now, maybe you are thinking, can I really command fire? Can I really command fire and the fire will obey me? The truth is, yes, you can. Elijah said, if I be a man of God, let fire fall. And fire obeyed the command of Elijah, and fire fell. And every child of God today is greater than Elijah. Because Jesus said, we are all greater than the prophet in the Old Testament. Every one of us in the New Testament and New Testament dispensation. Jesus said it in the Bible that we are all greater than all the prophets in the Old Testament. So which means if Elijah could command fire, you also can command fire, and fire will obey you. So you're going to command fire again. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I command fire to fall upon every realm of darkness where attacks are being fired into my life. You're going to say, I command fire to fall upon those realms and consume them now, right now. Open your mouth and pray like that. Continue to pray. Begin to say, I command fire to fall upon every realm of darkness, every realm of witches and wizards, every realm of occultism, every realm of witch doctors, every realm of demons, serpents, scorpions, every realm of evil spirit, unclean spirit. Begin to say, I command fire to fall upon the realm. Every realm of darkness that have been sending all kinds of attacks into my life. Begin to say, I command fire to fall upon them and consume them all. Right now in the name of Jesus, I command fire to locate every realm of the devil, every realm of Satan, every realm of princes of darkness, principalities of darkness, every realm of rulers of darkness, every realm of spiritual wickedness in high places. I command fire to locate those realms now and consume them all. Inasmuch as they will not stop sending attacks into my life, let fire locate them and consume them all. Every realm of powers of darkness, let fire fall upon them and destroy them all. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to place your right hand on your hand. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, fuel me with strength that will make me conquer every battle that I've been stronger than I am. You're going to say, Father, fill me right now with strength that will make me conquer every battle that I've been stronger than me. Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to say, Father, fill me with strength right now that will enable me to overcome every battle that has been stronger than me. Fill me with strength right now. In the name of Jesus. Continue to pray. Continue to pray. Continue to pray. Fill me with strength that will make me stronger than the powers of darkness that have been stronger than me. Strength that will make me overcome the powers of darkness that have been stronger than me, heal me with strength right now. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to raise up your right hand. Right now, you're praying against territorial powers of darkness, territorial forces of darkness. Now, territorial is the same as environmental powers that are operating within your environment, and this includes within the city you are living, or within the town or village or community that you are. Yeah, so you're going to raise up your right hand and you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the sword of the Lord destroy every territorial devil, every territorial power of darkness that is working against my life and destiny. Let the sword of the Lord destroy them now. Open your mouth and pray like that. Let the sword of the Lord, let the flaming sword of the Lord cut them into pieces right now. In the name of Jesus, every territorial devil, territorial darkness, territorial evil, territorial power, every territorial rituals, every territorial presence of darkness, territorial dominion of darkness, walking against my life, calling and destiny, let the flaming sword of the Lord consume them now. In the name of Jesus, every territorial witchcraft network, every territorial marine spirit network working against my life, calling, and destiny, let the flaming sword of the Lord destroy them now. In the name of Jesus. Continue to pray that prayer. Let the sword of the Lord cut them into pieces. Every territorial demon that is stopping my progress from happening, stopping my breakthroughs from happening, stopping my success from happening, stopping my elevation from happening, let the sword of the Lord look for them. Let the sword of the Lord destroy them right now in the name of Jesus. Let the flaming sword of the Lord destroy them all. Every environmental darkness,
environmental occultism, environmental divination, environmental sorcery, environmental magic, every environmental works of darkness that is working against my life and destiny. Let the flaming sword of the Lord destroy them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You are just going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, enter deep into the head. That is, when I mean head, I mean the ground. Beneath your feet, the ground under your feet. Yeah, you're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, enter deep into the earth, deep into the ground, and destroy every walk of darkness, every work of evil that have been done in the ground against my life and destiny. The fire of the Holy Ghost enter deep into the ground and destroy them all. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. The hand is fire of the Holy Ghost, enter deep into the head and destroy every work of the devil, every work of darkness, every work of evil that have been done in the ground, that have been sealed in the ground, planted in the ground to cause evil in my life, to work against my destiny. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them. Destroy them, thank you, Lord. Locate them wherever they are and destroy them all. Right now, in the name of Jesus, destroy them all. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now you're going to raise up your right hand. Now, if I say raise up your right hand and you don't, well, you are working against yourself, because every instruction goes together with the prayer point. Yeah, I mean every instruction that goes together with the prayer point is to make that prayer point happen. Is to make that prayer point to make it be fulfilled, to make it come to pass. Yeah. So like now, if I say raise up your hand, it's because we are dealing with powers in the air, or you are trying to connect with heaven. Yeah, and sometimes it also means that you are surrendering to God. Yeah, so all these instructions are very important. So if I say raise up your right hand and you are not, it's none of my business. If that means you are working against your own self. Yeah, so now you're going to raise up your right hand. And you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I command fire to fall upon every demonic animal sacrifice. And every demonic animal sacrifice, every demonic animal ritual that have been done against my life, calling and destiny, I command fire to consume them now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. I command fire to consume them now. Every demonic animal sacrifice, every satanic animal's ritual, every ritual done with blood of animals, against my life, against my destiny, against my future, let fire consume them now. Let fire consume them now. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray like that. Let fire consume them now. Every ritual that was done through the blood of animals, every ritual that was done through the blood of birds and goats and cattle, every evil that was done using animal sacrifices against my life and destiny, I command fire to consume them now. In the name of Jesus, let fire destroy them. Thank you, Lord. Let fire consume them. Let fire fall and destroy them. Right now, right now, right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Now you're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the anger of God fall upon every personality and creature of darkness that have made covenant with the devil because of my life, because they want to hurt my life. Let the anger of God fall upon them. Every creature of darkness, personality of darkness that made covenant with the devil in order to hurt me, in order to afflict me, let the anger of God fall upon them now. Open your mouth and pray like that. The harsh and let the anger of God fall upon them. I invoke the anger of God to come upon them right now. Continue to pray like that. Every creature of darkness
and personality of darkness that have went into covenant with Satan, with demons, because they want to hurt me, because they want me dead, because they want me destroyed. Let the anger of God fall upon them right now. Let the wrath of God fall upon them right now. In the name of Jesus, continue to pray this prayer. Don't stop. Yeah, because some people have gone into covenant with the devil because of your life. I don't know how many of you that are in that category, but just pray. Begin to say, let the wrath of God, let the anger of God fall upon them. Let the anger of God fall upon them. Let the anger of God fall upon them. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive anointing to prosper with peace. You can say, in the name of Jesus, I receive anointing to prosper with being, to succeed with being, to move forward with being. Open your mouth and pray like that. In the name of Jesus, I receive anointing to move forward, to excel with speed. Now, in the name of Jesus, continue to pray like that. Continue to pray. Continue to pray that prayer. Say, I receive anointing of speed. Anointing that will give me speed in my career, speed in my calling, speed in my ministry. Continue to pray that prayer. I receive the anointing now. Anointing that will make me move forward with speed in every area of my life. Anointing that will make me prosper with speed in every area of my life. I receive the anointing right now. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name,
we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, create in me an heart that yields to correction when you correct me, when I'm being corrected by your word, by you, by your spirit, creating me a heart that yields to correction. Open your mouth and pray like that. Creating me a heart that yields to correction. A heart that yields to correction. A heart that follow correction. Give me such heart, Father. In the name of Jesus. A heart that obeys correction. When you correct me, when your Holy Spirit correct me, when your word correct me, and when your leaders, the leaders you have appointed, when they correct me, Father, created me and heart that obeys correction. In the name of Jesus, take away from me every rebellious heart, every rebellious attitude, every rebellious character, every rebellious habit. Take away them from me right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, have mercy on my life and complete every good work you have started in my life. Every good thing you have started in my life, have mercy on my life and complete them. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray like that. Every good thing you have started in my life, every good work you started in my life, every good work you started in my spirit, in my soul, in my body, have mercy on me, Father, and finish them and complete them. In the name of Jesus, have mercy on me, O Lord, and complete the good works you started in my life. Finish the good works you started in my life. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now you're going to place your right hand or your head. And you're going to press like this. You're going to say, "Blood of Jesus, flow into every part of my body and destroy every disease, every deadly disease that are preparing to manifest in my life." You're going to say, "Blood of Jesus, flow into every part of my body and destroy every incurable disease, every deadly disease that are preparing to manifest in my life. Blood of Jesus, flow and destroy them." Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Kishadereshta hastelelega. Nehesihilegelesta. Blood of Jesus, flow. Pray this prayer because I don't think you want to have a deadly disease. I don't think anybody here wants to have a deadly disease. So pray this prayer seriously. The blood of Jesus flow right now into every part of my body and destroy every deadly disease, every incurable disease that are preparing themselves to manifest in my life, to appear in my life. Blood of Jesus, destroy them now. Flow and destroy them. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, "Father, do a miracle in my life that will put an end to my limitations. Do a miracle in my life that will put an end to every limitation the enemy have placed on my life." Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. "Father, do a miracle in my life that will put an end to every limitation the enemy have placed on my life, on my finances, on my brain, every limitation the enemy have placed on my talent, on my gift. Do a miracle that will terminate the limitations. Do a miracle that will remove the limitations. Right now, in the name of Jesus, do a miracle in my life that will terminate every limitation the enemy has placed on my career, on my calling, on my destiny. Let your mighty hand
destroy the limitation, do miracle, do a miracle that will put an end to those limitations right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say in the name of Jesus. Every evil utterance spoken concerning my life, spoken against my life, spoken contrary to my life, shall not stand. Every evil utterance spoken against my life shall not stand. Begin to pray like that. Begin to speak like that. In the name of Jesus, every utterance, every negative utterance, evil utterance, spoken, uttered against me, against my future, against my destiny, against my life, I decree that this shall not stand. This shall not stand. In the name of Jesus, this shall not stand. In the name of Jesus, every evil utterance that came out of the mouth of spirits or humans against my life and destiny, I decree now that they shall not stand. They shall not prevail. They shall not come to pass in the name of Jesus. They shall have no power over my life anymore in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, by your mercy, do new things in my life that will make me to sing new songs, that will make me to rejoice with new songs. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Father, by your mercy, do new things in my life that will make me sing new songs before your throne, in your presence. Do new things in my life that will make new songs come out of my mouth. In the name of Jesus, do new things in my life that will make new songs of joy, songs of praise, songs of victory come out of my mouth in the name of Jesus, do new things in my life. Do new things in my life. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, connect me with people. And places that will produce drastic and significant progress in my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, connect me with people and places that will produce drastic and significant progress and success in my life. Right now, in the name of Jesus, connect me with people. Connect me with opportunities. Connect me with places that will give birth to great progress, great success in my life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, lay your hands upon me and put an hand to afflictions, suffering, hardships, and pains in my life. You're going to say, Father, lay your hands upon me and put an end to afflictions, sufferings, hardships, and pains in my life. In the name of Jesus, continue to pray like that. Lay your hands upon me right now. Lay your hands upon me right now. Lay your hands upon me right now in the name of Jesus. Put an hand to our afflictions, put an end to sufferings, put an end to pains, put an end to hardships, put an end to sorrows in my life forever. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, make it impossible for my enemies to succeed over me. then say, Father, make it impossible. From this day onward, make it impossible for my enemies to succeed over me. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Make it impossible. Is the house so make it impossible for my enemies to succeed over me. Make it impossible for my pursuers to catch me and hurt me. Make it impossible to them. In the name of Jesus, continue to pray like that. Let all the effort of my enemies be wasted from this day onward. Let those who seek my destruction never be able to reach me. Let them never be able to succeed in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. We are going to pray 6 more prayer points and then we'll round off the session. You're going to pray. You're going to say, I receive the spirit of faith that will make me to take actions of faith that will provoke heaven to bless me. You're going to say, I receive the spirit of faith that will make me take actions of faith that will provoke heaven to bless me. I receive that spirit now. Open your mouth and pray like that. I receive the spirit of faith that will move me to take actions of faith, that will move me to take steps of faith, and that those steps of faith will provoke heaven to release blessings upon my life. I release the spirit of faith that will move me to take actions of faith that will provoke heaven to release my blessings. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have 5 more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, I cast out every spirit that is making me unserious about spiritual things that will
changed my life. You can say, I cast out every spirit making me unserious about spiritual things that are meant to change my life. I cast out such spirits now. Open your mouth and pray. Begin to pray. The things that will change the lives of many people are the things they are not taking serious. And that is why their lives will never be transformed. Because what will change their lives for good is what they don't take seriously. Begin to cast out such spirit. Begin to say, I cast out every spirit on my life that is making me unserious and uninterested concerning spiritual things that are meant to change my life for good. I cast out such spirit now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. I command such spirits to come out of my life forever. Now. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. We have prayed. Amen. We have four more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, I receive grace to do everything God is waiting for me to do so that He can do the things He has wanted to do for me. You're going to say, I receive grace to do the things God is waiting for me to do so that He can carry out His plan for my life. May I receive grace to do them now. Open your mouth and pray like that. I receive strength. I receive grace. I receive power to do the things God is waiting for me to do, so that He can carry out and perform His plan for my life. I receive grace to do them now. In the name of Jesus, I receive grace to do them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to be bold and fearless concerning the truth
that I believe. Help me to be bold and fearless concerning standing for the truth that I believe. Open your mouth and pray like that. If you are a Christian and you are ashamed to publicly stand for the truth that you claim you believe, then you're just an hypocrite. You're not a Christian at all. Begin to say, I receive grace to be fearless and bold about the truth that I believe. The truth that Jesus has taught me, the truth that the Holy Spirit has taught me, the truth that I have read and seen in the Word of God. So I receive grace to boldly defend the truth, to boldly and fearlessly obey the truth, fearlessly stand for the truth, boldly walk in the truth. I receive the grace now in the name of Jesus. I receive the grace to offend people in order to stand for the truth. I receive the grace to offend people so that I can stand for the truth. I receive the grace to never look at the faces of people while standing for the truth. I receive the grace to respect nobody while standing for the truth, while defending the truth, while living for the truth, while obeying the truth. I receive grace to respect no man, to fear no man. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have two more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, help me to succeed in the things where I have failed. Help me to succeed in every area where I had once failed. Holy Spirit, help me to succeed in them now. Open your mouth and pray like that. Pray like that. So Holy Spirit, help me to succeed in the same areas, in the same things where I had once failed. Help me to succeed in them. Help me now. Help me now. Help me now. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen.
And lastly, I'm going to pray. You're going to say, Father, put upon me grace and anointing to prophesy in my own personal prayers while doing my own personal prayers. Say, Father, put on me the grace and anointing to prophesy while doing my own personal prayers, while praying on my personal prayer altar. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. It's not only when you are praying for people that you prophesy. You can also prophesy when you are praying your normal private prayers. The spirit of prophecy can come upon you. I'll begin to say, Father, put upon me grace and anointing to prophesy while praying in my personal prayer altar, while doing my personal prayers, put on me anointing to prophesy, put on me grace to prophesy in the name of Jesus, put on me the power to prophesy in the name of Jesus. Put upon me the power to prophesy great changes upon my own life. Put upon me the power to prophesy a great future, beautiful future upon my own life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Raise up your right hand as I pray for you. Father, we are grateful for this moment we have spent in your presence. Thank you for the privilege to appear in your presence and to talk to you. We thank you for every good thing you have already released into our lives. Thank you for every problem you have solved already. Thank you for every aspect of our lives that needed your touch, that you have touched. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for new things that shall now begin to happen in the life of everyone here. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for a glorious turnaround that is going to happen to your people here. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. I ask, O Lord, that you glorify your name and your presence in the lives of your people. And
make real and great and undeniable miracles to begin to happen in their lives and situations and circumstances in Jesus' name. I pray for you that the grace to become the person God created you to be, let that grace possess you now in Jesus' name. That the power to possess all your possessions, even the possessions that God has positioned here on earth before you were born, the power to possess all of them, receive it now in Jesus' name. The future that God wants for your life shall become the future you will live in the name of Jesus. Every hopeless situation in your life is now terminated in the name of Jesus. The God that you serve, the living God, the Almighty God, shall arise to favor you, to bless you, and to help you in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for I know you have answered. In Jesus' name I have prayed. Amen.